According to the American Cancer Society, breast cancer is still the most common cancer among U.S. women after skin cancer and the leading cause of cancer death in Hispanic women. And this year alone, an estimated 310,720 new cases of the invasive breast cancer diagnoses will happen for women across the country. And so that's why every year, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And there are some new headlines specific to breast cancer that we wanted to make sure you didn't miss. And so joining us now is Dr. Susan Bulbul, who is back with us from Nuvance Health, which is the operator for major hospital systems like Norwalk Hospital. And Dr. Bulbul, welcome back to the show. Let's first talk about the FDA's new breast density reporting requirement.
Good morning, Melissa, and thanks again for having us back for spreading the word on breast cancer.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, it's interesting that the FDA has done this. You know, having been in Connecticut, and for all of the listeners in Connecticut, we've been fortunate in that we've had a dense breast law in Connecticut for a while now. And what that means is that on your mammogram report, the radiologist have to specify whether you have dense breasts or not. And that's important because it is a minor risk factor for breast cancer, but also it makes reading mammograms much more difficult. So then in that case, we want you to get an ultrasound in addition to the mammogram. So you can only know you need that ultrasound if you know you have dense breasts. So in Connecticut, that has been the law, so it won't really change much for us here. But nationwide, this now has been enacted, that every mammogram report needs to mention whether you have dense breasts or not. So once again, Connecticut was ahead of the curve here.
I mean, I selfishly am always proud when I hear stuff like that. Like, this isn't really news for Connecticut because we were already doing it. But I am very happy to hear that all other states are now going to have to work at those standards. Because, I mean, this is something you and I have talked about many times, Dr. Bulbul, the importance of early detection and screening. I mean, let's talk about, obviously, that has to be one of the biggest reasons I would think the FDA has changed this requirement, because we know dense breast tissue, as you mentioned, it's a known risk factor.
It absolutely is a known risk factor, but it's also more common for younger women, meaning women under 50, to have dense breasts. And unfortunately, the breast cancer rates are increasing slowly, but increasing in women under 50. So I think that also ties into the reason why they're doing that now.
I'm curious, though. So, Dr. Bulbul, so we're seeing more and more younger women getting breast cancer. But mammograms, you're not supposed to get mammograms till you're, what, 50?
No, the age was moved down to 40 by the task force just earlier this year. And that, again, was one of the reasons. So the task force moved the age from 50 years old to 40 years old. So our recommendation is, if you are at average risk, you should be getting a mammogram every year starting at 40 years old. Now, the task force has gone back and forth on this, but their new recommendations are to begin at 40 years old. And one of the reasons is because we're seeing breast cancers in younger women. In fact, the task force itself said that by reducing the age from 50 to 40 that you start a mammogram at, that they'll save about 8,000 lives a year, which is enormous, enormous. So when you look at the advances in screening and the advances in treatment, from 1989 to 2022, the death rate from breast cancer has decreased 44%. That translates into over 500,000 lives have been saved.
Wow.
And those are enormous numbers. We don't see those numbers in any other cancer outside breast cancer. And it's because, number one, your listeners are listening and getting their mammograms earlier. The research into breast cancer has been enormous. So the advances are just, they're translating into saved lives.
Mm-hmm. And again, Dr. Susan Bulbul, who is here, is the system chief of breast surgical oncology and the breast program for New Vance Health, which oversees hospitals like Norwalk Hospital. And what's interesting, too, is you just put an article out there, Dr. Bulbul, pretty recently, and it looks at, you know, again, so we dropped the mammogram age to 40. Huge deal. But there's also what's called breast cancer risk assessments that people can do in their 20s and 30s. What is that?
So we have these calculators that, and it's a calculator for lack of a better term. Basically, you put information in and it tells us what your risk is. Now, is it perfect? No, we don't live in a perfect world, but it gives us an idea of what should you be doing for your breast screening and your breast health. So that should really be done starting at about age 25, and that should be done with your gynecologist or primary care physician or APP. But starting at around 25, and every year you go, they should be redoing that number. And the magic number there is 20%. If you're above 20% with this risk assessment, you should really be referred to a breast surgeon so that they can assess, do you need additional screening? What else do we need for you to ensure that if you do develop breast cancer, and hopefully you don't, but if you do, we catch it early. And that is the whole purpose of screening.
Mm-hmm. And besides on the younger side of things, let's look at the older demographic. You know, after somebody has menopause, do breasts go through any kind of changes that's worth looking at?
You know, one of the good things is, after menopause, breast tissue tends to become less dense. So what that really means, and we throw this term around all the time, but really nobody, you know, patients don't understand what that is. Underneath the skin of the breast, there's two types of tissue. There's breast tissue and there's fatty tissue. On a mammogram, breast tissue shows up as white. Fatty tissue shows up as gray or black. Masses also show up as white. So when we're looking for a white mass on a white background, it's very difficult to see. And that's why in those situations, not instead of a mammogram, but in addition to the mammogram, we want you to get the ultrasound. But we only know if you have dense breast tissue if you get that mammogram. Mm. So one of the reasons why we have dense breast tissue is because our ovaries are producing hormones, and those hormones stimulate the breast tissue. And that's why we can have breast pain and things like that. Mm-hmm. After menopause, when our hormone levels decrease, frequently the breast tissue is no longer being stimulated, so it tends to go away and be replaced by fatty tissue. I say frequently because it doesn't happen all the time. Some women at 70 and 80 still have dense breast tissue. So we still need to do that ultrasound, even if you are older but have dense breast tissue.
Yeah,
so
you need
really
to
important.
Stay up on your annual breast cancer screenings, I would think. Dr. Susan Bulbul is here, who is the system chair of breast surgical oncology and breast program at New Vance Health, which operates hospitals like Norwalk Hospital here in our listening area. And we are talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Let's switch gears and talk about a new report, False Positives from Mammograms. What's this about, Dr. Bulbul?
So it's interesting. You would think if you get a mammogram and they say to have a biopsy and the biopsy is benign, that that's good news. And it's not good news. It's great news. But it does some damage because still we know through this study that about 10% of women who go through that don't get their regular mammogram in the next 2 years. So that's really a problem. So, you know, there's ways that we can decrease this. We have better imaging that definitely decreases the false positive rate. But we know that there's going to be times where someone's recommended to get a biopsy, and that biopsy is benign, meaning not cancer. That's really good news, but it's scary for someone to go through. We also know that there are times where you get a mammogram, and the radiologist, instead of saying, come back in a year, will say, come back in 6 months. We just want to check something. Again, it is scary, but people please know that in those times when the radiologist says, come back in 6 months, not a year, the overwhelming majority of time, greater than 90%+, it's going to be benign, not cancer. But still is really important to go back and check, but also to continue on your yearly mammograms. Don't drop off because you had a negative event. It still is critically important to continue that yearly mammogram routine.
So again, Dr. Bulbul talking about false positives from mammograms. And another thing that you highlight in an article you just released, it says radiation exposure from mammograms. What do people need to know about that?
So it's interesting. I hear this frequently in the office. Oh, I don't want to get a mammogram because of the radiation. I'm afraid of the radiation, and I don't want extra radiation. It can lead to damage. Everything we do, we have some low-level radiation exposure. So a mammogram is the same amount of radiation that you get just from walking around, just from being alive and leaving your house for about 2 months or so, 3 months. So it's really very, very low-level, not dangerous radiation. It's what we call just background radiation. It's also when we fly in a plane, we get that same background radiation. So we don't hesitate to do any of those things. So we should not hesitate to do a mammogram if we're basing it on radiation exposure.
Dr. Bulbul, I want to thank you so much for coming on, especially during October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We really appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
Yes, thank you so much, Melissa. Have a great day.
You too. Dr. Susan Bulbul, again, the System Chief of Breast Surgical Oncology and the Breast Program for New Vance Health here on WICC.